Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. A lot of padded practices going on around Everbank Field. Tonight, the fifth consecutive padded practice. Are they tougher?
Well, I think they're more tired because it has been a taxing week. And as much as there are things you can't get done that you used to be able to get done, not 20 years ago, because you don't have as many two-a-days. It's not as grinding on the players. But as physical and as tough as they could possibly make it, I think they have this week. So, you know, are they tougher? I don't know. But I think Doug Marrone has gotten done this week what he wanted to get done.
I think because during the season, padded practices are so limited, everybody's doing about the same amount of padded practice during training camp. There may be a little bit of backing off here and there in different places. Where it really makes a difference is the mental toughness. And I don't see it out on the field in five consecutive days as much as I see it in the daily schedule, where there's very little time for these guys to go do their own thing or even rest. There's some active rehabilitation, but for the most part, they're going from, you know, eating to walkthroughs to the meeting room to the practice field, back to the weight room, back to the practice field for a walkthrough. I mean, they're just constantly moving from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's where the toughness factor comes in, mental, because you have to survive 5 weeks of full days. The padded practices are just a little part of that.
It's not easy for JP to get his nappy in.
You got that right. You got to battle through the fatigue to get tougher, or do you buy that kind of idea?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's mental. To me, it's all mental. I mean, at one point, they're going, man, I can't do this. And then an hour later, they're thinking, I'm okay. And then an hour later, they're thinking, God, I'm tired. How am I going to make my way through this? And at the end of the day, they think, oh, tomorrow, how am I going to get out of bed? But they do. It's mental. Your body can handle it. Can your mind? And that's what Tom and Doug are looking for.
This isn't a franchise that hasn't had that type of schedule around here in a long time, John.
No, it's been a while. And Doug talked about it this week, that it's particularly taxing on the rookies because they're trying to get used to it, and there's been install going in. I think he's anxious to see how those rookies come out of the next few days. He talked about the dazed look that some of these guys get. At some point next week, that dazed look starts to go away, and they start to get it.
The days aren't as long during the regular season, JP, but the weeks are shorter. You're taking a crash course in whoever your opponent is. You don't have time during the season. That's what you're getting these guys ready for.
Finally, the Jags in New England this week. Robert Kraft said they're running out of room for banners at Gillette Stadium. Tough problem to have, and there's a reason why they have that problem. They do things a successful way there on the football field.
They have Tom Brady.
Right, and they do it all right, and it's the right way that they do things, the Patriot way, so to speak. And even besides Tom Brady, I do think there is a certain value that they will get from being around that franchise. Again, I don't know that it's going to show up on the field in terms of record this year, but they will see up close the discipline and what it takes to practice this way.
Patriot way, Steeler way, Niner way, blah, great quarterbacks. Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady. It's about the quarterback. It's the Brady way. And if you haven't heard, TB12 meals are available.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And he just turned 40.
Yeah.
You might have heard about that as well. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.